This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Aung San Suu Kyi's career took another dramatic turn Monday as a court in Myanmar sentenced the ousted leader to 4 years in prison after convicting her of incitement and breaching coronavirus restrictions. Other cases against her are still pending. It was just a year ago that her National League for Democracy party won a landslide election victory that would have put her and her party back in office for a second consecutive five-year term after decades of army-dominated rule. The military seized power on February 1st, arresting Suu Kyi and scores of others, plunging Myanmar into turmoil after a brief period of stability and promises of more democracy. Suu Kyi's career has been marked by highs, winning the Nobel Peace Prize, and lows, spending 15 years in house arrest under a previous military government. The United Arab Emirates' top national security advisor arrived in Tehran Monday for an official visit. Sheikh Tanun bin Yayed Al Nayan of the UAE and Iran's National Security Chief Ali Shamkhani held talks at the Iranian Supreme National Security Council and discussed bolstering and expanding bilateral ties. In recent months, Iran and the UAE have sought to improve their ties after tensions over oil tanker incidents in the Persian Gulf and rapprochement between the UAE and Israel. A top elected official in India's northeast region called on Monday for the withdrawal of emergency powers granted to Indian troops a day after soldiers killed over a dozen civilians, sparking violent protests in the troubled state. India's remote northeast region, which includes 8 states, is home to dozens of separatist insurgencies led by ethnic rebel groups. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy is making life more uncomfortable for unvaccinated people as the holidays draw near. It is excluding them from indoor restaurants, theaters, and museums into the new year to control the spread of the coronavirus and encourage vaccine skeptics to get their shots. Starting Monday through January 15th, Italian police can check whether diners seated in restaurants or bars have a super health pass certifying that they are either vaccinated or have recovered from the virus. Those who used to rely on just a recent negative test are not allowed in. The number of new infections in Italy has been rising for the past 6 weeks, a worrying trend as Italians plan holiday parties and getaways to spend time with friends and family. U.S. health officials say that while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading in the country, early indications suggest it may be less dangerous than Delta, which continues to drive a surge of hospitalizations. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN's State of the Union scientists need more information before drawing conclusions about Omicron severity. But reports from South Africa, where it emerged and is becoming the dominant strain, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. Russian President Vladimir Putin has voiced hope for a quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential for expanding its global supplies. Speaking during Sunday's video call with the president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Putin said that receiving the WHO's vetting is necessary to spread the Russian vaccine more broadly around the world, including free supplies. He also argued that WHO's approval should open the door for Russians and others who have received the Sputnik V vaccine to travel more freely around the world. The long-delayed resumption of nuclear talks with Iran has gotten off to a rough start, with Iran digging in and negotiating partners openly, voicing frustration and pessimism. After 5 days of talks in Vienna ended last week, the United States said Iran did not appear to be serious. European diplomats accused Iran of backtracking on previous promises, while even Russia, which has a stronger relation with Iran, questioned Iran's commitment to the process. Rescuers continue to sift through smoldering debris and thick mud in search of survivors a day after the highest volcano on Hava Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. It spewed thick columns of ash after a sudden eruption triggered by heavy rains. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.